Lines in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul, you know, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think, and it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and if you got to resign, you do what you can to do it. And then, you know, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Love and life on this Football Thursday, and happy to have you with us for the next hour to talk Browns football and football, all kinds of football, draft, you name it. Loaded show for you tonight. Joe Hayden is with us, the Browns cornerback. Going to have him on the line. Going to talk about his appearance in New York for the unveiling of the new Nike uniforms. He was, of course, the Browns representative there of the 32 players from around the league that wore their team's re-uniforms. So we're going to hear from Joe what he has to say about that and what he has to say about his offseason so far. Also going to hear from Bernie Kosar. He makes the second of his two weekly visits. We'll get caught up with him on some draft talk and on some bounty talk. That's been a big story. That doesn't go away, and in fact has been the dominant story, what is going on with the Saints' appeal of that particular situation in New York. So Sean Payton, the head coach, Greg Williams, wow, lots of material about him coming out in a documentary where the Saints gave access to a person who, and now the story is that stuff was supposed to stay confidential. Yeah, good luck with that. The stuff was recorded and got out, and some of the things, a lot of the things that Greg Williams said, don't think it's going to help his case too well in terms of trying to come back from an indefinite suspension. He is he was supposed to be the defensive coordinator for the St. Louis Rams. I don't know if he's going to coordinate any defense in the NFL in the foreseeable future. Len Pasquarelli, we're going to get a national perspective from Lenny, a good buddy of mine for many years, works for a sports exchange, but the pro side of that internet network, and he provides material that you see on foxsports.com, cbssports.com, just one of the longtime, highly respected journalists in pro football. Going to talk with him, too, about that Saints situation, get his take on the draft, get his take on the Browns position in the draft. We always like to hear outside opinions on that. We love your opinions. We love your comments and questions because you submit them to us each day via the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages. You can also call those in. We do take voicemail messages and questions via the line 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459, or you can dial locally 440-824-6138 if you're so inclined. But a whole bunch of you submitting questions via the Browns Twitter page. We were just stacked with stuff today. Let's start with Michael via Twitter. Why would the Browns trade down when we already have 13 picks? The four spot seems valuable, I guess, to other teams, which is a point he's making, but it is valuable to other teams, which is why you would consider trading down, and you can never have enough picks. Don't think 13 is the limit when you look at what the Browns have. It is a lot of picks, and you got to, by the way, pay for the players if you do use them for those picks, so that's another consideration when teams are stocked that high with draft picks in terms of what you are allotted and what you allow financially to pay those players. But it's not just for this year, Michael. You're also looking at some trades that could be affecting the 2013 draft. You know, you make deals that could, that's what, when you deal with a premium pick like four, you might be able to pick up a first that could be used next year. It doesn't necessarily all have to be within this year's draft. Conceivably. I'm not saying it's absolutely that way, but conceivably. And Mel via Twitter, are the Browns looking at Brandon Whedon at quarterback? I don't know specifically if he is someone they have targeted, but I would imagine, I think it's a safe bet to say that he's someone they know about and have certainly done their research to see what he's all about. The 28-year-old Oklahoma State quarterback, I think he'll be 29 in September. Really good arm, really good poise, really good professionalism in reading and seeing coverages. I like him a lot. I do. And I think if you could, the whole question is, where does he fall? Is it later first round? Is it upper tier of second round? Does he fall in that right spot where a Browns team that has three picks in the first 37 could get him? He'd be someone I'd be very interested in. I do like Brandon Whedon a great deal. And having met him and talked with him, but more importantly, watch him perform. He didn't have the greatest Senior Bowl. He had a bad play at the Senior Bowl, but you look at a lot of what he does on tape, and he just has that presence, that thing you're looking for. Okay, coming up in a couple of minutes, we're going to have a conversation with Bernie Kosar. He's going to stop by. We'll talk a whole bunch of Browns and pro football topics with Bernie. Stick around for that. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Vinson, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Looking for a new pharmacy? Choose Discount Drug Mart for fast, friendly, convenient service. New customers, start the new year off right by earning 500 Pro Points with a new or transferred prescription. Pro Points can be redeemed for free Indians, Cavs, Monsters, or Gladiators memorabilia and game time experiences. Start saving today with our $1.99 generic prescription program, which includes diabetes, blood pressure, cholesterol, and antibiotic medications.
Hurry, offer ends January 31st, 2012. See store for details. Discount Drug Mart is open every day, including holidays.
Hey Cleveland, it's Will Burge, and it's time for another haircut. Check out Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Cuyahoga Falls. Open 7 days a week, even Sundays. Located at the northeast corner of Howe Avenue and Buckholzer Boulevard in Cuyahoga Falls. Follow them on Twitter at LJWickedAwesome.
Your home for Lake Erie Monsters hockey is ESPN 850 WKNR and 1540 KNR2 Cleveland.
The worldwide leader in Cleveland cyber sports. The all-new ESPNCleveland.com. Breaking news, the best blogs, and podcasts of your favorite ESPN Cleveland shows. It's the web's best site for all things Cleveland sports. Browns, Cavs, Indians, Ohio State, the Monsters, and more. Stay connected 24-7, 365 to the pulse of the Cleveland sports scene.
Where do you go when you want to know? The all-new ESPNCleveland.com.
Spring is here, and so are the low payments of the all-new Mentor Nissan. It's Will Burge, and I'm here to tell you that the lease payments have never been better at Mentor Nissan. Check this out. Lease a brand-new Nissan Sentra with automatic transmission for only $99 a month, or a brand-new 2012 Nissan Rogue with automatic transmission for only $149 per month. Check out MentorNissan.com for these deals and all of their everyday low prices. That's MentorNissan.com, where they sell Nissans for less.
Spring is here, Harley riders. On Saturday, April 7th, head to Southeast Harley-Davidson for the annual Easter Extravaganza, happening from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. The best time to save is during the Easter Extravaganza, with 15% off the Harley-Davidson motorcycle collection in the parts department and 20% off Harley-Davidson rain gear and licensed T-shirts. The Easter Extravaganza happens Saturday, April 7th, only at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
Welcoming you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you for this full hour on this Football Thursday edition. Hey, celebrate one of the most exciting nights of the year with the Cleveland Browns. That's coming up, the 2012 draft party Thursday, April 26th. Cannot wait for this at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Going to be really exciting. Admission is free, and doors are open at 6 p.m. For more information, visit clevelandbrowns.com. When I say I can't wait for that, I can't wait for the draft. I actually won't be there. I'll be in New York broadcasting from Radio City Music Hall. I'm excited for that, absolutely. But I know you should be excited to be out at the party, because obviously all the decisions, all the stuff going on actually emanates from here. But the pick will be there in Manhattan. So want to be there with the pick, obviously. Picks. Two first rounders right now. And this segment, this discussion with the one and only Bernie Kosar, it's brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Dave DiNatale, my producer extraordinaire, bring up that music.
Bernie, Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw. Yeah.
Bernie Kosar is with us for the second of his two weekly visits here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Bernie, enjoyed the other night with you hanging out at Discount Drug Mart in Strongsville. Man, you were did your wrist finally just like collapse, because you were just a nonstop autograph signing machine, man.
Well, first of all, it's a little bit quieter today, doing the radio show than it was the other day down at Discount Drug Mart. They did a fantastic job. And, you know, when we're in the studio like tonight, we're doing a radio show, it's one thing. But, you know, when you're out there with the fans and with the people, and you see how much they genuinely love the team, appreciate us being out there, you know, how the entertainment and how it's a way of life the Cleveland Browns are. It's just a fantastic feeling.
Oh, it was. And so much fun. And, again, love doing it and love to do more. That was the thing I've heard as feedback, is people want more of these remotes, and certainly want to see you. Hanford Dixon and the others, we had Ben Watson with us. That's what they're looking for, that kind of engagement. And I say I'm all for it. So whenever they want us to pack this thing up and take it on the road, you know, just give me the word.
On the road we're going. Absolutely right.
Bernie, let's talk about some stuff that's going on around the league. This bounty situation, that story just continues to get a little more interesting. And the latest being of this documentary piece that was done when the Saints gave this person who was doing a documentary on them some access, I guess, more about NFL media and how it interacts with teams and so forth, was the intent of the documentary. But there's some sound from Greg Williams, or some quotes that have gotten out there that have been pretty damning to his case regarding, and of course he's suspended indefinitely. It doesn't look like the stuff he was talking about, especially prior to the playoff game against San Francisco, talking about some specific injuries that he wanted his players to cause to 49er players, is going to help his chances of getting back to coaching anytime soon.
Well, I found it really shocking today, and I've been one of the ones, and yourself also. I mean, we've talked at length about this, and the actual bounties that actually go on in the league has been going down since the 60s, 70s, and 80s. I mean, at that point, it was excessive in terms of, or almost commonplace for teams to do it, and it's been going down. But as many years as I've been in the league, as many things and situations as I've been around, and I'm a fan of Greg Williams and the Saints, but I think to hear Greg Williams' quotes, to hear him actually say that, I've never heard a coach say to take out a man's ACL.
Yeah.
Knowing he has a concussion, to purposely hit him in the head to make the concussion worse, especially given what we do know now. That is a first for me, and obviously that does not bode well for his suspension and for his timeline to getting back into the league.
Now, Bernie, you know, when this subject comes up, and when we're talking to, again, former players, especially those who played at the time that you did, a lot of what take in the nitty gritty stuff that goes on the field, defenders against the offensive players, and the hard hits and the trash talk. You've heard some pretty nasty stuff though that never really made the headlines. It's the kind of things that just are heard on the field and stored in your memory bank.
Well, you know what? On a lighter note, you know, I find this part really humorous. Now, they also were playing today some of the quotes as part of that documentary, some players talking to guys as after they've gotten a hit. And this is one of the things that I find fantastic about football, the competitiveness, the toughness of it. But a guy hit a quarterback under the chin and said to him, "I'm going to be back. You don't forget me. I'm going to be back and get you again." And they assimilated that to the same thing as Greg Williams. And I don't see that even in the same hemisphere as being the same. I mean, I've had guys tell me, and it's hilarious, and smack talking and trash talking is one of the fun things that you do in the league, do during the game, that's been going on forever, and probably you can never get rid of. But it's just something that's really fun of it. I mean, I remember Gastineau hit me late in the double overtime game with the Jets, and him saying, I killed you, I'm going to kill you again, you know, as we got the first down, as we got the extra 15 yards. Later, I was with the Cowboys in the NFC Championship game, and Troy had gotten hurt, and I come into the game, and San Francisco, two guys on the D-line, they're laying on top of me saying, "Oh, I yoked you, I stroked you, old man, you can't play anymore." And I go to the guys, I go, "Hey, guys, I don't think these 80,000 people are cheering because you yoked me," which I'm not even sure what that is. I think we had a 60-yard touchdown pass to Alvin Harper. I mean, those are the memories. Those are memories that you keep with you forever. And it's part of one of the things that's actually, I think, it's unbelievably fun part of the game.
No, good. I love that. Those are good stories. We're visiting with Bernie Kosar, as we always do here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. And Bernie, as we talk about, of course, the topic of it's going to be the topic of every day between now and the 26th, the draft, and the different things that may or may not happen as we move forward. And you and I spoke the other day at the remote at Discount Drug Mart regarding the Wunderlich test and the score that we saw Morris Claiborne reportedly had with the four, and how you were making the point how that information gets out there and shouldn't. But Commissioner Goodell talked more about the confidentiality of the information and that it's not to be used, because you get the sense more and more that it's definitely being utilized or clearly being utilized to manipulate where this guy's availability is in light of the fact that he's a talented player and that teams, you know, would maybe shy away or somebody trying to discourage teams from drafting him. And I'm not sure that's happening. In fact, I think the opposite might be true. There's a lot of sympathy for the guy and for the score coming out being made public.
Yeah, this time I concur with you. I actually think you're right on point. It's just there's typically 5, 6, 7, 8 other guys over the last two decades that they mention when this comes up. And again, I'm not sure it's fair to them, their family, their kids, and for them to have to listen to that. And for that to come out, whether it's this time being maybe a little more sympathetic stance towards it, you can't help if you're picking 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, which is where Morris Claiborne is projected to go. You just can't help but think about that, and it puts that little that little cloud, that little demon thought in you that you just have to think about, because whether it's right or wrong, whether we agree with it or not, whether it's true or not, unfortunately and tragically, that's going to be with him forever. And people picking, because as you know, we analyze everything, don't want that to be a factor that 4 years from now comes up to say, to be a decisive point in whether he's productive or not. And it's just, Again, albeit if it's accurate, it's one thing, but still, to be released and for him to have to deal with it, I just think it's really tragic.
Another interesting story, and the more we reach a point where the discussion takes over and it's really not much change in, I think, how teams are looking at their boards. I think almost every team in this league has its board set, knows what it's going to do in this draft, and now it's the pundits all going back and forth over over certain individuals. The fixation on Ryan Tannehill hasn't gone away, and there's even some discussion that maybe he's going to wind up being drafted much higher than he should be just because of the need thing, that the need thing will carry high enough and his stock is going to be elevated, possibly, you know, not entirely because he may merit that, because he does have that inexperienced thing, and there are those questions there, and there may even be some other questions about the guy, but as far as how good he can be as an NFL player, not personally, but as a player, and that, you know, the thought might be that, well, you know, he gets drafted at a higher spot in the draft than he should just because he's a quarterback and just because the other two so-called presumed best guys in the draft at quarterback Andrew Luck and RG3 are gone.
Well, yeah, there's no doubt about that. The teams now, a lot of NFL teams are desperate for a quarterback. And sometimes in desperate situations, you make speculative, higher risk decisions. And if he works out and he ends up being a player, then hey, it's not too high. It's not a risk. But because of the only 19 games started, and actually, I think the last quarterback to be picked in the top 6, 7, 8 of the draft, who had less than 20 starts, I think it was Mark Sanchez who had around that too. And we see some of the issues that are going on with the Jets. Still, I think year 4-ish of his career, and there's still uncertainty as to whether he is a franchise quarterback or not. So, again, we hear a lot about it's a passing league. We hear a lot about it's a quarterback-driven league, but just getting a quarterback for quarterback's sake and not being for sure on it makes it sometimes pretty speculative.
Well, Bernie, great stuff as always. Appreciate you taking the time, and look forward to talking with you again next week. Best of the holiday for you and your family.
Hey, happy Easter to everybody out there.
All right. He is Bernie Kosar, the one and only, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12. EA Sports, it's in the game. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here, talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. With over 30 years in Northeast Ohio, it's certain Liberty Ford will make your next vehicle purchase an easy one. A friendly and knowledgeable staff paired with high-quality customer service makes the Liberty experience impossible to beat. Plus, their guaranteed financing, award-winning service department and body shop just add to it. Visit Liberty Ford today or go to libertyford.com.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get to Quaker Steak.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retread, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak.
Is this the year you start checking off your goals? Like building your savings? Building your education? Or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to help you achieve your goals. So whatever it is you'd like to do, we're ready to help you do it. This is your year. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. If you're in the market for a solitaire, engagement ring, anniversary, or investment diamond, then shop around, get the best price, and then dial a diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Empire will advise you on size, shapes, and values. They'll sell you diamonds directly from the source without a middleman's markup. These diamonds are guaranteed to be priced at half the retail price. A diamond certification by the Gemological Institute of America will be faxed or mailed to you. For qualified buyers, your diamond will be sent to your home or office for a free 10-day no-obligation inspection. Upon your satisfaction, you then pay for your purchase and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Empire Diamond, located in the Empire State Building for over half a century, guarantees the lowest priced diamonds, 10-day free inspection, and money-back guarantee. Save over half on your diamonds. Call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Visit us at dialadiamond.com.
Heat Exchange is the area's hotspot to find everything you want and need for your patio. If it's barbecues, grills, or smokers, they've got it. Tired of those throwaway grills? Then check out their great prices, service, and quality. Featuring grills from Weber, Broilmaster, Napoleon, plus Good Ones smokers and more. The Heat Exchange has the best selection of barbecue grills and patio furniture in Ohio. Stop in today.
Heat Exchange, I'm the patio shop.
On Lorraine Road, 2 miles west of I-480, Lorraine Road exit, just minutes west of the airport.
Wettest year ever, plus mild winter, plus warm spring equals a huge year of bugs and weeds. But Weed Man has you covered. Call them, 216-289-5446. Professionals, I use Weed Man, shouldn't you?
WeedManUSA.com.
Spring is here, Harley Riders. On Saturday, April 7th, head to Southeast Harley-Davidson for the annual Easter Egg Extravaganza, happening from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. The best time to save is during the Easter Egg Extravaganza, with 15% off the Harley-Davidson motorcycle collection in the parts department and 20% off Harley-Davidson rain gear and licensed T-shirts. The Easter Egg Extravaganza happens Saturday, April 7th, only at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. And a chance now to talk with Browns cornerback Joe Hayden. This segment is driven by Liberty Ford. Really happy to have with us now Joe Hayden on the line. How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing really good. How are you?
All right. Well, I know you had an interesting week in New York for the unveiling of the new Nike NFL uniforms. How was that event, number one? And number two, how did the unis look?
Oh, man, it was a really good event. One player from all 32 teams came out. I mean, he always hooks it up really well. And the jerseys, they look like, you know, I know Cleveland Browns is all about tradition. They didn't really change up the jersey too much. They just made them feel a whole lot better. And we got some new gloves, brown, with a helmet inside, and we got some new cleats. So, I mean, it was all good look.
Oh, that's great. And you talked about the feel. Okay, so the look isn't going to be all that isn't going to be different for those of us, you know, watching. But you guys who have to wear them, how important is a good feel in a uniform?
Oh, man, it's all the difference. I mean, I went from Florida to the Browns, and I'm thinking go from the college to pro. It's supposed to be a step one, step up. But now, I mean, the jerseys are amazing. They're Florida, but they're just a step above. They're just like the fit is like a glove fit, but you're still able to move. And then they have a lot of like holes in the jersey, so when you sweat, your pants won't be heavy, your jersey won't be heavy, everything just stays light.
Okay, yeah, I guess that is important. And as a corner, you need all the lightness you can, because you're all about the speed. You've got to keep a light look.
All about speed, that's why I wear any pads in my pants. I'm just trying to be as light as possible.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Joe, let's talk about your off season and what you've been, besides doing what you did in New York, but the training and getting ready for this upcoming year. Give me a sense of what you've been up to in that regard.
I've been training a lot. Mostly, I haven't been doing too many on-field. I've just been doing a whole lot of conditioning, a whole lot of running, and lifting weights, just trying to get my body right now, so that I know, unlike my previous 2 years, this year I'm going to really have a legit off-season training camp, and I'm going to go through the whole 9 yards. So I know I get 15, and to officially start working out with the team, and that's when I'm do more position-like work. But right now, I'm just and you're trying to stay in shape.
Yeah, that's coming up in a couple of weeks when you and your other teammates would be arriving in Berea for those for the official start of workouts throughout the league. But and yeah, you mentioned last year and the loss of an off season because of that lockout. Do you already see a difference because of a year ago? Everything was all uncertain and you guys didn't know what road you were headed down. Just compared to what your mindset is now.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, you have a set schedule. You have a set time. So I've been able to prepare, like, as the schedule looks. So I was able to, as soon as the season ended, I knew when I was going to be back. I knew when I needed to do certain stuff. So having that schedule set up helped out a whole lot. And it's a whole different feel because you're preparing for a certain date. So you basically know when you need to be at your peak.
Right. And when I talked with you at the end of last season, Joe, you were a guy who obviously there was great disappointment in the year and how this team finished. But you also were a guy who seemed focused and feeling confident that the next step could be taken toward improvement, a second year in this defense that you're going to understand better, Dick Duran's scheme and so forth. Talk about that and how what your attitude and feeling is as you approach the 2012 season.
Yeah, I feel like just being able to be in the system, like you said, everybody getting used to it, everybody getting adapted to the coach, you can adapt to us. They've been figuring out the way our strengths and our weaknesses, and we're figuring out the way they like to coach us. So I think all that definitely having the whole year that and now able to go to it, knowing what your coach is looking for, your coach knows what you look for. So that's a real step. And I think our defense, we did really good last year. And just being able to build on that shit, coming out this year is going to be really good for us.
Joe Hayden, Browns cornerback, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Joe, you've seen what's happened so far through this offseason, which isn't much in the way of new people, but your side of the ball, the defense, has gotten the love and the attention, starting with DeQuell Jackson's contract extension, mm-hmm. getting Dimitri Patterson re-signed, mm-hmm. bringing in Frosty Rucker, bringing in Jaquay Parker on the defensive line. All these moves are clearly designed to make what was the strong suit of this team last year even stronger this year.
Oh, man, exactly. He was really, really, really a help in the secondary. And the Quail sign, I mean, that was one of the biggest things I thought about for our team. Because if the Quail come back, he was the centerpiece of our defense. He was the man in the middle, making all the calls, making a lot of the checks. And he keeps us all together. I'm just so happy that he stays happy and the Browns understood how much he really meant to the team.
Right, and I know your phone might have cut out when you were talking just about Dimitri Patterson. What kind of an impact did he make last year, and how do you see him being involved in the coming season?
He made a really big impact. I mean, Dimitri, and at the same time, he has experience. He's been in the league, and he's just a really positive player, and he's really good at what he does. I mean, he came in, nickelback, and slots weren't getting anything on him. I mean, he made sure whoever lined up in the slot, they weren't going to get open. So just him being able to eliminate that whatever slot receiver came in the game, it was just, you can't even put a price on that.
Yeah, well, great stuff. We appreciate you taking the time to join us, Joe, and we look forward to seeing you when you get to Berea.
Appreciate it.
All right. He is Joe Hayden, Browns cornerback, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12 EA Sports. It's in the game.
ESPN Cleveland Sports Center.
Keeping a close eye on the Indians and Blue Jays as opening day continues. They are now in the top of the 12th inning. Still tied 4-4 between the Indians and Toronto. Indians have mustered, only 3 hits since the second inning when the Indians went on top 4-0, thanks in large part to a Jack Hanahan 3-run home run. But Chris Perez gave up 3 runs in the 9th, and we remain tied at 4. We'll have the middle of the 10th inning after Cleveland Browns Daily, which is coming up next. I'm Dave DiNatale.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's #1 Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty is in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
If you love wings,
love ring and all kinds of other tempting things.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our Revved Up Loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer-sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, too quick to stay glued.
Scott's Turf Builder Plus 2. It kills weeds while it feeds and strengthens your grass. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Easter's almost here, but there's still time to get new looks for the entire family at K&G Fashion Superstore. Right now, men's and women's suits are buy one, get two free. That's three men's suits for only $199.99. Or three women's suits for $159.99. Shop today for the best selection, as these deals won't last long. Sale ends April 7th.
K&G Fashion Superstore. K&G.
Select suits only. Context over details.
Wettest year ever, plus mild winter, plus warm spring equals a huge year of bugs and weeds. But Weed Man has you covered. Call them, 216-289-5446. Professionals, I use Weed Man, shouldn't you?
WeedManUSA.com.
See what you want. See what you will. See what you need to. Embroidme knows how to say it for you. Embroidme is the world's leading expert in helping you get the message out with logo apparel and promotional products to identify your company, school, organization, or team. No matter how big or small, they have the right solutions for you. Find them online at StarPointsNEO.com along with all their partners. They're the answer for what you need to say. Embroidme can say it the right way. They're the exclusive branding partner of ESPN 850 WKNR, and that says it all. Check them out at StarPointsNEO.com today, and you can say it your way.
Spring is here, Harley Riders. On Saturday, April 7th, hit the Southeast Harley-Davidson for the annual Easter Extravaganza, happening from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. The best time to save is during the Easter Extravaganza, with 15% off the Harley-Davidson motorcycle collection in the parts department and 20% off Harley-Davidson rain gear and licensed t-shirts. The Easter Extravaganza happens Saturday, April 7th, only at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
Dave Natale, our tremendous producer, playing one of the best football. This was our football psych song back in high school, Layla. I mean, you had to listen to this song before you took the field. Okay, you did. Eric Clapton. Oh, this is the best. Turn it up just a little bit, just for memory's sake. Thank you. Okay, so it's pertinent to football. Browns fans experience the great benefits of being, it's a tremendous song, you know that, of being a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder. 2012 season tickets, they're on sale now. They're more affordable than ever, with tickets starting at $32. Go to ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. I'm serious. That was the psych song. That was, you had to have a psych song. Everybody's got a psych song. Now it's many songs I don't recognize, but then that was the great psych song. And this segment, our national perspective, is brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game. Well, we're very happy right now to have with us Len Pasquarelli, longtime NFL journalist, one of the very best in the country, senior writer for the Sports Exchange. You can see his great work on FoxSports.com or CBSSports.com. Len, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Vic. We've both been doing this longer than either of us want to admit or remember. For
that's a good. Some days, that's how I feel. But it is. It's still something that I know. It's a passion, and that's something I've seen in you, my friend, for many, many years.
We still both enjoy it. Yes. So, you know, hey, what the heck?
Yeah, exactly. And a lot to talk about, Lenny, this off season. And it's funny how football's popularity, and you compare it with other sports, but on a day when you can have an announcement of so-called new uniforms, and really it's just a new manufacturer, Nike, not really making any changes for the vast majority of teams in the league, and then having the announcement of preseason schedules without even the exact date. And those become like headline topics in sports.
Isn't it amazing, Vic? I mean, look, you know, you and me have known this for years, as have a lot of people, that the NFL is the preeminent sport of probably this or any other time, certainly professional sport at least. But you know, I sat here, Vic, thinking, you know, isn't this crazy? Like, they announce these changes in the uniforms, which are cosmetic at most for most teams, and they announce the preseason schedule, and I'm thinking, you know, sit around and think, you know, when baseball announces the exhibition schedule, does it get the kind of headlines that the preseason schedule got in the NFL?
Yeah.
But I think, Vic, it's part of why we both, you know, love what we do and part of this game and part of what's made it so popular, but it is a little bit insane. I mean, we used to think, like, the off-season stuff would be free agency and the draft, and that would carry us through the offseason. Now we got uniform changes and the preseason schedule coming out, and there's this whole mania awaiting us, Vic, at some point probably this month, about the regular season schedule, which will be an entire day of stories, too.
Oh, yeah, days. Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. And people, not just those of us in the business, but, I mean, people, the fans, you plan your life around this stuff, and that's not an overstatement. Another big story, Len, going on is the bounty situation involving the Saints, the league, hearing that appeal from Sean Payton and the others who have been punished by the league. But I wonder now that the latest development regarding Greg Williams, and it raises the question, the guy who's been suspended indefinitely, of course, now the defensive coordinator inactive for the St. Louis Rams, whether or not he ever coaches again, because now there's some really damning information coming out regarding a documentary that has some quotes attributed to him that don't help his case at all.
No, absolutely. And damning is the right word. You picked the precise word as usual there, my friend. I mean, it is really bad stuff. It gets, you know, uglier, Vic, by the day, if that's possible. And if I'm Sean Payton or Mickey Loomis or I guess Joe Vitt has appealed his suspension as well, you know, walking into that meeting today with Roger Goodell to appeal those suspensions, you can't feel very good, Vic, about your chances. And I mean, the question you raised about Greg Williams is a terrific one, because I really wonder, and I've known Greg, Vic, as you have, probably most of his career, if not maybe all of his career in the NFL. And you wonder if he's ever going to coach in the NFL again, if this has besmirched him, for lack of a better term, so much that he kind of becomes an untouchable. And you know, if people haven't seen, I haven't seen it yet, but certainly we'll look at it, at some point tonight probably. If you haven't seen the documentary, and I've seen transcripts from it, it is really damning stuff. And just to elucidate, you know, your listeners, it's from before the postseason game against the 49ers.
Right.
And you know, it's probably, Vic, you know, the kind of language that wouldn't curl your hair or mine. You know, we've heard it from coaches before. But when you take it in context of hurting players and saying you want to lay one on the chin of Alex Smith and go out and turn Frank Gore's head sideways, you know, make him a sideways runner, and let's take out that guy's ACL, you know, let's find out how tough he is. I mean, it really becomes, you know, your word is the best word, Vic. It's very damning stuff, and in this situation, just, you know, day by day, just keeps getting uglier.
Yeah, and it points to the specifics of what this case is all about, the intent to injure versus just being competitive and playing good defense, because nobody's against that. Nobody certainly is against the coach encouraging players to play hard, play tough, hit hard. All those things are legit, and that's as old as football. But this does bring into focus the specific, like you said, ACL and other types of injuries that are the ugly side of this game, frankly. And I think that's where something like this not only potentially hurts Williams for the long haul, possibly his entire career, but it certainly isn't going to do anything for Sean Payton or Mickey Loomis or Joe Vitt or the Saints organization that's given up a couple of draft picks as a result of this as well, a couple of high choices. So, yeah, I think this just has a chance to reaffirm, possibly to those, I don't know if we'll ever convince Saints fans, Lenny, that this is the right thing, you know, for that the commissioner is doing, but But I think for those who have had any doubts, this is going to help eliminate those doubts.
No. And look, again, for guys that have been doing this 30-some years, you know, like you and me have, you know, we're not virgins in this. We've heard this kind of language, Vic, before. But to hear it in this kind of context, really drives home the point that you know, Commissioner Goodell probably did the right thing. Doesn't make the job of the people you mentioned or the Saints any easier. Won't, you know, as you indicated, probably change the mind of many people in New Orleans. But it is pretty hair-curling stuff, even for people who have been around the game for a while. I mean, you hear this kind of talk, you hear this kind of graphic language, but to basically suggest you got to take guys out, and I think, Vic, not to linger on this point, but think about, Vic, the ramifications of this beyond the suspensions and things like that. If you're a player who was, you know, injured in some way by the Saints, you might have some type of legal action there, a civil lawsuit or something like that. And to me, Vic, that's probably the other shoe that might fall, and the one that, look, the NFL is embarrassed by this. Commissioner Goodell is embarrassed that this went on in his league. But to have legal ramifications here, Vic, is probably, one would think, an even bigger fear for the league.
Len Pasquarelli joining us, veteran NFL journalist. He's a senior writer for the Sports Exchange. You see his great work on FoxSports.com, CBSSports.com. Len, as we talk about the draft and a lot of different topics here, one of the more interesting ones of the week was the revelation of Morris Claiborne's Wonderlic score, that it was reported to be a 4, obviously a very low score on that test. But I think it's the lingering story seems to be, A, about the test itself, and maybe B, about the, again, violation of confidentiality, which seems to happen every year, that an embarrassingly low score gets out there somehow.
Yeah, and I think, Vic, there was a directive sent out by Commissioner Goodell about keeping, you know, draft-type stuff confidential. I mean, you think, Vic, and you can, you know, talk to the Browns people about how much money they spend, you know, compiling information on the draft. It's hundreds of thousands, maybe $1 million. I don't know. I mean, I haven't done this in a while where I've talked to teams, certainly in the hundreds of thousands of dollars that they spend accumulating information. And the Wonderlic test, right or wrong, is part of that. And for some of this stuff to leak out, and it does every year, particularly as you kind of pointed out, when scores are really, really low, like that of Morris Claiborne, I mean, should this stuff even be getting out? But it raises the bigger question of, you know, does this taint Morris Claiborne or make you look at him in a different way? Now, you know, in the day and a half or so, that this has been public, the people I've talked to say no. The people at LSU, Vic, claim that, you know, he's more a visual learner than he is a guy that you know, is going to read a report and learn something from that. He learns by doing it and watching it. But I don't know how much it's going to hurt him. But it really raises the question of the credibility of the Wonderlic, how much the Wonderlic means. I know I saw a quote from Jimmy Johnson that he claimed 90% of his draft mistakes were taking guys, not with low Wonderlics, but guys who had, you know, like a learning problem. It really raises the question of learning disability. I talked to an old buddy, Ken Herrock, who you know is a longtime NFL personnel executive, and he has a company now, ProPrep, that kind of prepares players for the combine and for the interviews. And I think I wrote this a couple weeks ago. There were probably more guys, Vic, this year with learning disabilities, ADH, dyslexia, things like that, than we've had in the past, and it's just a reality of our society,
right,
that the league is going to have to start dealing with this, Vic.
Right. And again, yeah, find the best way to reach these players and teach them, and it's all about, because on athletic skill, so many guys are even in that department. The separation becomes that ability to learn and intelligence.
You know what, Vic, I've always thought, you know, and you can look at the Patriots, you know, they are a prime example. Year in and year out, Vic, the Patriots probably have more college graduates on their roster than anybody else. And as a kind of an addendum to that, they probably, and I think I actually studied this last year, they probably have more college team captains football captains on their roster than anybody else. And I've always kind of called it, for lack of a better term, certainly not being immodest here, the Pasquarelli theory, that smarts and character and knowledge and things like that are going to win you two more games a year than you would normally win. And that's just an arbitrary figure.
No,
Vic,
but
if I throw that kind of out there, and I think it all impacts into this.
You're going to make the right in the moment of the crunch time, the pressure.
Right, exactly.
Moment,
yeah.
You're going to make the right decision.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's key. Len, another draft related item, and I know this is something you've written about and talked about, and maybe it's been under the radar, but I don't know that it should be at all. The presumption that the Minnesota Vikings would be taking Matt Khalil, tackle from USC, with that third pick, is not necessarily a foregone conclusion. And in your investigating this, and I know you're close to a lot of people with the Vikings, that perhaps they could be looking at a Morris Claiborne there instead, which would leave an interesting option for the Browns at number four, a Browns team that absolutely on the lookout for a tackle, maybe Khalil falling to them, and then see what the Browns do with it.
Yeah, well, it definitely impacts the Browns, as you know. And I think I wrote this maybe like 2 weeks or so ago, Vic, had what I thought was pretty justifiable and trusted knowledge. Not that the Vikings would take somebody other than Khalil, but that they were seriously considering at that point in time Morris Claiborne. And from talking to people, Vic, in the last day and a half or so, I'm not sure that has changed because of the Wunderlich score that we've alluded to. But they need cornerbacks is probably as much as they need tackles. And the theory up there has been that they can draft Matt Khalil and probably move Charles Johnson, who's been playing out of position at left tackle, into left guard to take Hutchinson's place. But I don't think it's a slam dunk, Vic. I really don't. And that could leave, if they took a Claiborne or somebody else, that could leave a fairly interesting, and it's going to be an interesting decision there in Cleveland anyway for the team you cover, Vic. That could leave a really, really interesting decision because I think most people think that Matt Khalil is probably the third best player in this draft and maybe the safest pick, quite frankly. So, they're going to have some interesting options there in Cleveland.
Yeah, no, that'll be it will be so fascinating because they can go so many different ways with that pick. Len, great stuff as always. We truly enjoy it, and thank you, and I know we'll be visiting again soon, my friend.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Get ready for that draft. I know you will, and we'll talk again soon.
He is Len Pasquarelli, senior writer for the Sports Exchange. Again, check out his stuff on foxsports.com, on cbssports.com. His Friday tip sheet, a must-read for all NFL fans. We've got much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12. EA Sports, it's in the game. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here, talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. With over 30 years in Northeast Ohio, it's certain Liberty Ford will make your next vehicle purchase an easy one. A friendly and knowledgeable staff paired with high-quality customer service makes the Liberty experience impossible to beat. Plus, their guaranteed financing, award-winning service department, and body shop just add to it. Visit Liberty Ford today or go to libertyford.com.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runner base, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Spring is here, Harley Riders. On Saturday, April 7th, head to Southeast Harley-Davidson for the annual Easter Egg Extravaganza, happening from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. The best time to save is during the Easter Egg Extravaganza, with 15% off the Harley-Davidson motorcycle collection in the parts department and 20% off Harley-Davidson rain gear and licensed T-shirts. The Easter Egg Extravaganza happens Saturday, April 7th, only at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
Wettest year ever, plus mild winter, plus warm spring equals a huge year of bugs and weeds. But Weed Man has you covered. Call them, 216-289-5446. Professionals, I use Weed Man, shouldn't you?
WeedmanUSA.com. To learn more about the 2012 Kia Optima, visit your Northern Ohio Kia retailer or mykiacleveland.com for details.
When it comes to exciting places to work, nothing compares to Quicken Loans.
We're a creative,
technology,
and people company.
I get time each week to create whatever I want.
I help the family purchase their first home, and I'm helping rebuild a great American city.
Are you ready for a job that rewards your innovation?
Good, because you found it. I'm talking over 300 jobs for developers,
programmers, project managers,
engineers.
You name it, we're looking for it. Our fast-paced banking and operations teams are looking for a ton of people. We've got great benefits, great facilities, and great people.
Quicken Loans is proud to be ranked in the top 10 of Fortune's best companies to work for in the U.S.
Dude, if you're looking for a gig, you should call 800-411-JOBS and find out why Computer World Magazine
has ranked Quicken Loans as one of the top 10 best places to work in IT.
We're Quicken Loans, and there's more to us than you think.
Call us today at 800-411-JOBS. That number again is 800-411-JOBS.
Or go to quickenloanscareers.com.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 30.
Sunnyside Audi is Cleveland's only four-year-in-a-row Magna Society dealer. With over 150 years combined Audi sales and service staff, Sunnyside Audi has the highest customer satisfaction of Audi dealers in Northeast Ohio. Check out their great selection of new and certified pre-owned Audis, located off 71 and Pearl Road in Middleburg Heights. Now with extended sales and service hours. Check them out at sunnysideaudi.com. Now offering loaner and valet service. East side, west side, it's always Sunnyside. Sunnysideaudi.com.
Hey, Browns fans, Bernie Kosar here. As a former NFL quarterback, I know what it's like to get hit hard. But you can keep your wallet from getting hit hard when you take advantage of Discount Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescription program. Discount Drug Mart offers hundreds of prescriptions and non-prescription medications starting at just $1.99. Just like my offensive line protected me, Discount Drug Mart will protect your wallet. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
This is Joe Hayden. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Day, driven by Liberty 4 on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Back with you on the show. It's called Cleveland Browns Daily, and as the cornerback just told you and our guest earlier in the show, it's driven by Liberty Ford. Ask Vic questions, responses, that too, driven by Liberty Ford. Let's go to the Browns official Twitter page for this was kind of fun, kind of back-to-back Twitter comments that my assistant Danielle Lavelli found among the many that she put together here. Mike said, "I'll be so happy if the Browns draft Trent Richardson. Probably the smartest thing they can do at this point." Followed immediately thereafter by DJ Phillips, who said, "If the Browns don't take Trent Richardson at four, I'll scream." So you got a little love for Trent Richardson, you think? I mean, if they don't take him at four, DJ Phillips is going to scream. You might scream, DJ. I don't know. I'm not convinced that that's going to happen. I'm not saying it won't. I'm just, but there are a lot of fans, and we're you know, just tracking this today, as I mentioned, that want Richardson and think he could be the difference maker, the addition to this football team. And it ties into this next question from Facebook, Jason. How do you feel about the Browns letting Peyton Hillis go? And my thought on that really isn't related to the Richardson, the idea of bringing in another running back, the outstanding Alabama running back Richardson. It is more about this. Things got sideways with Peyton Hillis and this football team. We know that. And they really got sideways to the point where I didn't think it was ever really straightened out, my opinion. And it was that kind of year that, to me, was a revelation about where you had to go, and where you went was one direction, Hillis to another. Of course, that's Kansas City where he ended up. And I saw a guy who ran well when he wanted to run well, which was essentially toward the end of the season when he was going to try to get a contract, and he got one. And I think when enough questions were raised about Hillis, the guy who would be a good fit chemistry-wise and everything else for this team, I think that's when the parting of the ways were pretty much inevitable. Andy via Facebook. So my feeling is, yeah, I don't have a huge problem with him departing. And I do think the running game can be patched back together. Andy via Facebook, do you believe that we should draft Morris Claiborne despite the score on his test. Now, you heard the conversation throughout, and Len Pasquarelli made some great points from quoting some folks at LSU about a learning disability that Claiborne dealt with, and that could have contributed to the very low Wunderlich score reportedly that he had. And I think teams that obviously the teams get the shared result. It's just the public that got this. Now, this isn't new information to the NFL clubs, and definitely there's some suspicion that teams drafting lower than the top, say, five or six of this draft would make sure that information got out there to perhaps put public pressure on the teams drafting in that area to avoid the guy. It's not like they don't know the result. But I don't think it's going to discourage teams, and I don't think it would discourage the Browns. I think his skill level is pretty good, really good, excellent. And if they've got him rated as high as a lot of teams and national draft analysts have him rated in that four spot, it wouldn't shock me. But I love the scenario that Pasquarelli pointed out about possibly the Vikings maybe going for him at three, Claiborne, and how that could affect Matt Khalil, the offensive tackle from USC, falling to the Browns. And what a really good, great pick I think that would be. Bookend tackles. How's that? Samuel via Facebook. Do you want to keep Colt McCoy at quarterback after the two seasons he has played? Samuel, definitely enough questions to say, what do you have in McCoy? And I still can't answer that with any conviction. I'm comfortable enough with a draft that should provide enough help to make him better in an offseason where he can get better and be more comfortable and knowledgeable of this offense to make a difference to stick with him. That's where I am. I want to thank Bernie Kosar, Joe Hayden, Len Pasquarelli, Drew Boatner, Danielle Lavelli, and our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. We'll talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.